Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Received with love and gratitude as we prepare to take a journey on the road to a blissful life, which is right where we are, where we is, that inner stillness. And it's so, so important to remember what it's all about. It's about remembering our identity. Who are you?
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Thank you very much, Carly, for the reminder. Now we are ready. We're all packed, all secured in our insecurities, fears, doubts, all coming along. Put them in the trunk. Let's go on the road to blissfulness, a road to inner stillness. Bring your butts with you too. But I just bring that with you. Just let your soul surrender. Just relax. Let your soul surrender. Let's go. Ricky Byers Beckwith is driving. Where are we going? To the road, the journey of blissful life with Ricky Byers Beckwith.
What am I to do? What am I? Yeah. I am like a child, and you are with me still. What am I to do? What am I to feel? Oh, I am like
Surrender to the heart of goodness. Let my soul surrender to the heart of good. Welcome home. Welcome to the still point. Still point of your consciousness. As we go deeper in order to be able to vibrate higher. Ricky Bias Beckwith. Let my soul surrender. We are going on a journey. The journey of your blissful life, which is already yours. You just have to clear out things that are in the way, energies that are blocked, habits that is telling you otherwise, belief systems that are convincing you that no, you don't deserve bliss. Now that you've surrendered, guess what? You are going on a journey of a lifetime where you will simply, naturally, easily embody the awakening. Don't worry about your intellect. Have your intellect sit in the back seat right now. So put your seatbelt on, please. We got on a soul journey. Ricky Bias Beckwith. Let my soul surrender. And you can find Ricky Bias Beckwith. Her virtual home is weletitbe.com. You can also find her at Agape Live, agapelive.com, where Michael Beckwith Bernard, Michael Bernard Beckwith, there you go, and her, you know, inspire and take people deeper and support people in surrendering to their soul's desire. And, of course, we started the show with Carly Jackson, who always stops by to remind us who we are. Because it is so important. But even if you don't know who you are, that's okay. That's why we're here. We help you. We're here to help you remember who you are. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, where change is inspired, and you make a difference. You make a difference because you set the intention to be more. You make a difference because you took time to be still. You made a difference because you keep asking, how can I be of service? I know there is more in me. You are making a difference just from the intention, the willingness to be more. Thank you for saying yes to your life. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for showing up to the House of Love, where we are prepared, ready to support you on your transformation journey. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. That's how you find us, lifeconversationsradio.com. I am is your host. The I Am presence is in fact expressing as Life Coach Ade and the Soul Whisperer in so many other ways. Let me welcome you, those of you that are listening on the phone lines. Those of you listening online, thank you all for tuning in. Those of you listening on the archive, I appreciate you. I thank you for showing up. I appreciate you for saying yes to your life, saying yes to the inner artist so that you may be more and show up and allow God to show out. And we want to welcome our Within Radio listeners. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for listening. Silent listeners disguised as guests. Celeste is in the house. Yvette is in the house. Tanya is in the house. Other folks are in the house. Bronwyn will be joining us real soon. And multitasking here. Live radio, I'm afraid. Live radio. We're building a new studio where we'll have... Okay, so instead of trying to do it behind the scene and try... Okay, so Celeste, this is what you need to do. I just tell you, no point bringing you on because I want to do some things here. If you can let Bronwyn know... Actually, you know what? Yeah, I just throw it here. I'm not trying to be perfect today. I'm going to let my soul surrender and trying to be... It's live radio. So can you contact Bronwyn and let her know how to get on through Skype? Because I think she's having some difficulties. So let's see. Yeah. So we are here to go on a journey. Bring all your questions, the questions you have about meditation. Some people say, I know I should meditate, but I just don't have enough time. Or, yeah, I'm meditating, but I don't think anything is happening. I don't know. I don't think meditation is for me. We've got all the questions. Bring it all. And for those of you who's been meditating since you came out of the womb, share your story. Like, I came here and meditate, man. I was so committed to remembering who I am, I just stayed in the zone. I don't know why y'all don't understand it. Life is good. It's getting better. Bronwyn, the wonderful sister, beautiful sister, who takes you to that place of stillness and helps you in recognizing the ease of meditation, the importance of meditation. And once Celeste is ready, she'll let me know. Once Bronwyn is here, she'll let me know. So all is well. Life is good. It's getting better. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. If you have any questions, comments, thoughts, doubts, worries, fears, maybe your question is not even about meditation. Maybe it's something that you're moving through, because we want to talk about self-acceptance. We want to talk about vulnerability. We want to talk about really anchoring the presence and power of God on earth. I'm going to take a musical break because I need to, so we can make sure we work out all this technical stuff. Let's see. Yeah, I have to do it. So let's see. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? Let's see. There is something. I think I'm going to play a song, but I don't know. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring on Jack Armstrong. He's going to tell us how to get in the flow, because that is that's part of being on the road of blissful life. So Jack Armstrong is invited here. We're going to change that. Which one are we going to do? Being in the flow or unity with God and all of creation? Flow. Okay, let's do flow. All right, we'll be back.
Flow. To struggle is to work too hard at what should come naturally. Let it flow, whatever the situation or whatever the need. You have noticed how frequently the word flow is used in conjunction with your consciousness. Think of and feel the gentle, steady, perfect flow of a stream or river, or even water coming from a tap. It is ceaseless unless you make a special effort to stop it. You can dam up a stream or river, and you can consciously turn the water off at the tap. It is exactly the same with your good. It is always there. It is always flowing to you and through you and with you. And all you need is to accept it, to go with the flow. It is that simple. Simply accept your good and flow with it. Do not ask why. Do not question or ponder. Let the stream of goodness flow naturally through your life and simply accept that it is there, that it is good, and that it is right. Imagine that you live near a river, yet were far enough away from it that you could not see it, and consequently it was not always in your thoughts. Even though you were not consciously aware of the river, it continued to flow, silently and peacefully and steadily, bringing untold quantities of water, in fact, a never-ending supply, and carrying with it those who made the decision to put their crafts into it and trusted it to carry them to their destinations. It is exactly the same, of course, with the flow of divine life. The analogy is nearly precise, with one exception. In the case of the divine flow, it is always in you, and you are always in it. You are never physically removed from it as you were from the river. The separation that you experience is one of consciousness. You make the decision in your conscious mind whether to put yourself into the flow, which means to attune your consciousness with it, to make the commitment to trust it, and to let it carry you to the fulfillment of the divine plan for your life. What does all of this mean for you? It means that you are in control of your own destiny. You can choose to trust what you cannot see, but which you know instinctively is there, and allow the good that is yours to unfold naturally and peacefully and with perfect timing. Or you can attempt to manufacture your good on your own, through your own devices, relying on the thoughts of your conscious mind and the actions of others. Once again, the choice seems so obvious, yet making it is so difficult. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. There is the word flow again. This is one of the most important images for you to visualize as you work to increase and enhance your attunement with me. You can use the image in your mind of any type of flow that appeals to you and is comfortable to you. When you have it, place your being in the midst of the flow and become one with it. Do not see yourself as a cork floating on top of the water, bobbing up and down and being carried to points unknown by the current. Rather, see and feel the essence of your being as one with the essence of the water in the flow. The water represents the stream of blessings that is always flowing to you and through you and with you. The source of those blessings is God, the source of all good. Just as you are an expression of me, so is the stream of blessings an expression of me. And just as you are one with all aspects of my creation, you and the good that is yours are one. So you become a part of the good, part of the flow. You cannot be separated from it like the cork bobbing on top of the water. Your reality and the reality of the flow are one. There is no beginning or ending to the flow, just as there are no boundaries to the goodness in the universe. Time plays no factor here. Putting your being into the flow is a form of affirmation, and it has the same positive effect.
Yeah, we're going to be in a flow. Thank you. Thank you for that. I'm glad for Celeste the Vet. Got my back. We're in the flow of life, and even when I'm talking and talking to myself, that's fine. Now you can hear me. Great. We're in the flow. It's perfect time to have Bronwyn on. It isn't just perfect, you know. Life is perfect, even if my perception of it is imperfect. I embrace the perfection of life. I embrace the perfection of now. I see the good happening and expressing through and as me, as you, and we call it all good. We accept it as good, and we are going to take a break. When we come back, we'll bring on the soulful Bronwyn Morgan and continue the conversation. Yes, and let's go here. I'm going in the flow. I'll be right back. Thank you, Celeste.
Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach a Day, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach a Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach a Day can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach a Day fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach a Day button and fill in an email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach a Day any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach a Day to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach a Day's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of January is Embodying the Awakening. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safira for the Play Experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on a playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Be sure to join me as well for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more info, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You'll find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is. Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Saturday nights just got hotter with the sounds of soul with the Danny Feloce on 1-2 Radio. It's a musical show featuring music you can taste and music that will bring you back to who you really are. Get ready for some soul, R&B, pop, gospel, Brazilian rock, and much more every Saturday at its new time at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't let the soul train depart without you on 12radio.com. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And don't go nowhere because we're bringing you right back, so let's stay right there. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. Before the announcements and that moment of silence, of stillness, we had Jack Armstrong. That was from his book, Lessons from the Source. And the title of that offering, expression, audio, is called Flow. So we started the show off with Carly Jackson reminding us who we are, Vicky Byers-Beckwith saying, let my soul surrender. We had lessons from the source, flow, and now we're getting ready to go on the road to a blissful life. Let's bring back Morgan and introduce her sister, Morgan. Hey, Celeste.
I know, right? I love her name. It's the writer's name. It's absolutely beautiful. But hello, Life Coach Today, and beautiful people in the chat room and on the phone lines. And I am very grateful for Yvette's help today. You can find Bronwyn's information already in the chat room. That's how we like to do it over here at LCR. Okay, so I'm so happy to introduce Bronwyn Morgan to the family. She is sorely needed, and she came right on time. We're so appreciative of this energy that's walked into the room. You know, her name, because it's so beautiful, I wanted to look it up. It actually means something like absolutely beautiful. And there were some people that actually said that the true meaning of her name would be embarrassing because it was just that lush and that full of sensuality. So this is the type of woman that we're bringing into the studio.
I'm laughing because I know that name. I asked her the other day. Actually, I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, someone else. I was like, oh, interesting. But she does take care of the planet. She nurtures the planet very well. So she's living up her name. If you need to figure out what it is, go look it up yourself, listeners. We ain't telling you, unless she wants to tell you. All right, Celeste.
Unless she wants to tell you. I know. The gifts are exploding all over the place. You never know why the chaos is happening, but then you get a download. All right, Ms. Bronwyn, we're so ready to introduce you. Bronwyn Morgan, beautiful people, is the founder and resident teacher of Bliss in Me Meditation, located in Georgia. The website is www.blissinme.com, where she facilitates a modern approach to meditation. Bliss in Me is her purpose and her reality. Bronwyn trained in the meditative arts with teachers from around the world, from monks to gurus to shamans. She practices the arts as taught by ancient meditation practices. She is a, hope I'm saying this right, Shudan Level 2 Reiki practitioner. She shares this truth in contemporary terms and makes it real to life today. Bliss and me want each guest to feel supported, accepted, and embraced, which is exactly what you will feel when Brahman walks into the studio. So family, please welcome our dear sister and meditation guru, Bronwyn Morgan.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much. Sister Celeste Morgan, and of course, life coach and light of the world Ade. I'm happy to be with you again. Thank you for having me today.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you for being here. And, you know, we've been talking about your name, and you definitely reflect your name in so many ways. And as Celeste just read some things about you, but I want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Bronwyn Morgan?
Well, you know, I am a little beam of light traveling through the universe that just happened to inhabit this space and time and this body and given this name, Bronwyn. But I am a galactic traveler, just stopping by for a little while and moving on to the next dimension. I think that's it in a nutshell at the end of the day. And while I'm here, I'm certainly learning a lot and growing a lot and want to, you know, share that growth with others as they're growing as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, some people would say, yeah, galactic traveler too, but somehow the wrong exit and end up on this planet Earth. How do I get back on the right path?
I
knew my mama
too.
Told me not to take that exit.
Exactly.
And you're here to remind us that no, baby, this was the perfect exit. See how you're carrying on right now? That's why you needed to be on here.
It is. This is the exit. You know, if we've shown up here at this divine appointment in space and time, it was definitely with a purpose. And it's up to each of us to figure out what that is. And so forgive me today if you hear a little bit of coughing in my purpose. It's snowing here in Atlanta today, and I've been out in the cold weather. So hopefully I will get through this without too much coughing.
You know what's funny? I have been so, like, focused on the show that I didn't even know it was snowing. And when you said that, I'm like, where is she? And you said Atlanta.
Yeah.
I looked out the window and I'm like, oh, it is snowing.
It is snowing. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I call it little angel tears. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, let's jump into this conversation. You know, you're the founder of Bliss in Me Meditation, and you bring a modern approach to meditation. And, you know, people have a lot of questions. Sometimes people are afraid of it. Some people think they have to go to some kind of special training in order to meditate. Let me ask you, what is Bliss in Me Meditation?
Well, and Celeste, you know, really did a great job of talking about what Bliss in Me is. I've studied a lot of ancient practices, you know, across many different philosophies and religious traditions. And I wanted to somehow kind of pull all that together because there's so much out there. And there's so many different rituals and traditions that you can study, even just within one religion or one philosophy. And at the end of the day, it all really seems to culminate into a couple of key points that every great master left. And it was really about love and peace and compassion and, you know, understanding of the mind and calming the mind for a peaceful existence. Mm. And I thought, wow, this is really the core of it all. And after, you know, having my own divine experience on a beach in Northern California that I've told before, I knew at that moment that I had to share the truth that was shared with me and that I'm continuing to unfold and unlock, and that it's that the bliss is within us. It's not outside of us. It's right inside, this divine energy that we call God, this manifestation of the allness of the Creator, lives right inside of our hearts. And if we can learn to tap into that space through the practice of meditation and quiet, along with many other, you know, spiritual practices, meditation, I think, being first, we're able to develop a level of wisdom and a level of blissfulness that creates a much more harmonious and joyful life. And so I decided to, through that divine inspiration, put that together into a meditation company, studio, project, whatever you would call it, called Blissfulness.
Right, right. Now, let's talk about the bliss in me, and you said that bliss is in us. And I want to take a novice approach to it, which is good sometimes to ask questions. If this bliss is in us, how come we don't feel it all the time? How come we going through all these challenges and struggle? How come we're confused? Sometimes we feel stuck. If bliss is in us, what's the problem? Who got it wrong? I mean, what do we need to do?
Well, I don't know that we necessarily got it wrong. It's just that we haven't gotten much information based on how we're usually socialized or culturalized. And understanding how to really connect with Source. And that's what the practice of meditation teaches, that when we're able to be still and quiet the mind and to go within, we don't have to be afraid of our thoughts. We don't have to be afraid of the past. We don't have to be fretful or anxious about the future. We're able to stay in the present moment and the now, but we tend to grow up in an environment, for most of us, that has been pretty frenetic, pretty fast-paced, and it's all about acquisition, achievement, movement, self-centeredness often, with a little bit of love for everybody else sprinkled in. It's a lot about transmission of ideas, of goals, of prayers, of wishes, of hopes. But we really hadn't been taught how to be still, how to be quiet. It, for most of us, it's extremely uncomfortable. And therefore, when life happens, the things that we deem either good or bad, we're kind of like little leaves in the wind. And we go, you know, our emotions take us whichever way the wind is blowing. And so we don't often have a good center of gravity, if you will, a place that centers us and keep us focused no matter what may be appearing in our lives. And so it kind of feels like we're on a roller coaster and we're jerked, we're up, down, upside down, and then there's a smooth, you know, little trail, and then we're tossed again. But if only we were able to go in and learn to be still, to be quiet, to accept the moment as it presents itself, we don't have to feel so out of whack. And to your point, the chaos becomes much more manageable because we don't see it as chaos. We just see it as life unfolding when we're present.
Yes, yes. And the art of meditation helps us have that awareness when life is doing what life does, right?
And you nailed it in using the word awareness. Now, this is about a mind that's rooted in the present. Most of our problems usually crop up because we're attached to a past experience, a past thought, a past belief system that we project into each moment, and we use that as a barometer for how everything's going to turn out and how we should behave and how everybody else should behave and what our expectations are. And when those aren't met, then we're, you know, very disappointed, hurt, and upset, and or we choose, you know, to make decisions that may not yield always the most positive experiences and for the good of everyone because we are kind of caught in this past mind, or we're so busy worrying about how the future is going to be because we're running from the past, we aren't really aware of the moment. And when we're able to stop, as Eckhart Tolle says in his book, The Power of Now, and really embrace the now, we will recognize that there are no problems in the moment. It's usually in a projection of mind, either backwards or forward, that creates the chaos.
So true. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. My guest is Bronwyn Morgan. She is a modern-day shaman. She brings all the ancient wisdom and make it practical for you, digestible. I mean, she might even give you some chocolate while you're elevated. To find out more about her services is blissinme.com, blissinme.com. You can find out more there. Now, Bronwyn, focus, stay in the Morgan moment.
So that's my answer, too, though.
I know, right? She's like, hey, I'm not ready for that. I'm staying in my lane. Now, there are people who say, you know, I'm trying to meditate, but when I meditate, I keep thinking about all the things I have to do. I do sit down for 10, 15 minutes, but I feel like I just wasted 10, 15 minutes doing nothing or worrying about what I need to do. Would that still be considered meditation? And how can they bring themselves to that place of stillness where they can be in the now?
Well, you know, if we spend a lifetime, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years not practicing stillness, it's, you know, very challenging. It's almost like if you've never worked out before and you went to the gym and you went through a weightlifting session, it would just feel very foreign, you'd be uncomfortable, it would hurt, and you probably would be very sore after, and you may not return. Well, the same thing is true in the practice of meditation. When we haven't been trained to sit very still, the mind is still operating at a very frenetic pace because that's what it's, you know, been trained to do. And so we are, you know, the eternal to-do list is still operating and in full function. And so the mind and its monkey mind, its constant chatter is on, you know, it's on full tilt. And that's why in the practice of meditation, you know, you may start off with 5 minutes or 10 minutes, just long enough just to focus on the breath, just to start to train it. You know, it's almost like running. You might start with the first two blocks and you run and you're like, man, that was good. You know, I'm a little tired. And then you may walk, you know, the next 10 blocks. The next day you might run 3. And then eventually you start to build up. But if there's an expectation, when we sit, that all of a sudden I'm just going to hear angels and I'm just going to sit and my mind's going to be clear, then we now once again we've applied the mind and its thinking and an expectation to nothing but the practice of being still, and now we are disappointed and we believe we can't do it. It's only just because we haven't trained and conditioned ourselves still.
So even when we talk about expectations and attachment, the root of all sufferings, are you encouraging that even when people are meditating or learning to meditate, to even release the expectation that they want to be aware, enlightened, or find this blissful self, and just allow the moment to be? Would that be correct?
Absolutely. You know, everything in our lives tends to be so goal-oriented and so results-driven, and we have an expectation. I will become an expert meditator, and then my life will be perfect, and we will absolutely become not that. This is not something that can be boxed in into a simple exercise of the mind and the body. This is an eternal place of beingness that already exists within us, and what we're doing is allowing ourselves to drop, let, you know, things drop away from us that we don't need, like endless mind chatter, endless attachment, endless busyness, and just to be still. And in that place, we will start to become much more familiar with our true nature. But if we set out, you know, to create a goal of it and an expectation, that's nothing but the mind doing what the mind does. And it will always be out of reach because this is not a destination to get to. It's just a place to tap into that already is there.
Now, let's stay with that expectation because the mind is very powerful and very creative. Now, there are people who would ask, well, you know, should I, since I don't want to I want to let go of expectations, and I know my mind will be doing all the chatter. Is it important for me to have a desire, have a vision or something that I want to see achieved? Or should I have a mantra? Or should I use a word like peace, love, or something that makes me feel good? What do you say to that?
Well, you know, there are many different styles of meditation. There's walking meditation. There's transcendental. There's mindfulness. Vipassana, Kundalini. There's the yoga arts. There's so many different ways to reach this place of peace. And I think that as people practice, they have to find what works for them and what resonates for them the best. It could be sound mm-hmm. therapy, you know, with the singing bowls. There's so many different ways to get to this place. But at its core essence, you know, meditation is nothing more than focusing the mind on a virtuous object, like the breath, and allowing the mind to settle and to become still. And it doesn't mean that you won't stop thinking or that you won't think. It just means that you're able to allow those thoughts just to kind of fade without getting engaged with them and getting engaged in the thinking, and I need to go to the store, and I need to do this, I need to lose 5 pounds, and I'm hungry, and my foot itches, and my head hurts, and this is kind of fun. I hope I'm doing it right. And, you know, all that chatter that starts to creep up every few minutes. But this is about continuing to train it to be still. And so for some, a meditation based on a mantra is helpful, because what it does is it focuses the mind on a virtuous object, just like a mantra. So let's say you're given the word Om, that becomes the focal point for the mind. So now you've given the mind a place to place all of its attention during this practice. I tend to teach mostly mindfulness. We work with the breath, because you always have the breath with you, and you focus on the breath in and out, and that just allows the mind a place to focus itself. And then eventually, you don't even notice the breath or the mantra, because the mind now becomes still. And then maybe thoughts kind of running in the background, like the crawler that you see on CNN at the bottom. You see the news crawling along the bottom, but you're not engaged in it. You're not paying attention mm-hmm. to it. And so the mind is able to rest, and you're able to really become acutely present in the moment. And that's where everything resides. So there are many, many different practices to get there. And I just always encourage people to find one that's pure, but that feels comfortable for them.
Mm. And meditation, is it important? And well, how important is it based on how long someone sits to meditate? Is it important? Because and I ask that question for people who are trying to, they say, I'm trying to incorporate meditation to my spiritual practice. I just don't have the time. I don't have another 30 minutes to sit still. You know what I could have done in 30 minutes? So is time important?
It is. It is. And again, when we first start, you know, it's difficult to set out for an extended amount of time because you're just not accustomed to it. Mm-hmm. But the longer we sit, the more we train the mind. Again, it's like running. If you want to run a marathon, you just can't go out and run one block every day. You've got to start to build up your mileage. And the same thing happens with meditation. I would not suggest someone who's just beginning to meditate to go on a long retreat where you've got these 6 to 7 and 8 hour meditation sessions, because it would be unbearable. But to start off slow, but it's addictive in a way, if I could even take the liberty to say that. When you start to sit more consistently, you want to sit more, and meditation becomes less of an event, and it really becomes a lifestyle. And so your mind is always focused on the now and the present virtuous moment, and you're not caught up in the past and the future. But through practice and that quiet, and you'll look forward to it, because it'll feel familiar, it'll feel safe, secure, it'll feel welcoming. And then there may be days when you have what you feel like isn't a good meditation. Maybe you're agitated and the mind is unsettled. And you may not have a good session that you consider good. And that's okay, too. It's just about being consistent and diligent and disciplined.
Mm. Now, let's talk about authenticity. Soon we're going to take a break, maybe in about 5 minutes. When we come back, I want you to take us through a meditation. Are you good for that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So let's talk about meditation and as it relates to being authentic, self-acceptance, because there is a certain power that comes from being authentic. And, we sometimes struggle to be ourselves. There's always this saying, all you got to do, you don't have to try and be like anybody else. All you got to do is be yourself. And I think sometimes being yourself is... it could take you a lifetime to figure out because, like you said earlier, we've been conditioned to act a certain way, go for a certain kind of job, go to, you know, marry in this to this kind of person, all these conditions that is drummed into us. How does meditation help in the process of learning to be fully oneself?
Well, it's very challenging to exercise real power without it coming from the true you. We tend to exercise power based on a role that's given to us, either through some kind of employment or some kind of title or status, and or even physical, characteristics. But when we allow ourselves to be still and to sit in quiet and in stillness and to be in the now, all of that external stuff and all of the titles and beliefs start to fade, and you're left with nothing but a pure view of who you really are. And it's one of those things where it's a little difficult to explain in words. I think words are just too limited. It's something that you experience while you go through it, and your true essence flows to the top, your true loving nature, your true boundless nature, your giving nature, your kind nature. And what you'll also notice when you sit consistently in the stillness is a lot of the repressed pain and hidden, you know, skeletons in the closet, things that we have, you know, maybe suppressed years ago or that we don't want to deal with, they will bubble up because there's nowhere for them to hide now, because there's, you know, there's no extra chatter going on, no extra movement going on. It's just you and stillness. And so in that place, a lot comes up. And that's a good thing because we can start to, you know, get that out of the way and exhaust that pain and heal it. And then we can become more fully ourselves.
You are listening to the Ask Life Coach IDA radio show. Today's topic, today's theme is meditation, the road to a blissful life. And my guest is my sister friend, Bronwyn Morgan. Her website address is blissinme.com. Bliss is in you, indeed. For questions, comments, thoughts, 347-426-3346. I don't know what the heck is going on today. We're definitely going to need a meditation real soon. So, Bronwyn, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to do a break, and celestial moment. And then when we come back, I want you to take us through a meditation. And then we'll talk more about self-acceptance. Yes, we're taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. If you have any questions about meditation, or maybe you just where you are on your spiritual path and you need a different perspective, a different point of view, we're here to support you on your transformation journey. And Celeste is here to share with you what's coming on, coming up in the next few days and everything else she wants to share with you.
It is my pleasure. You know, there's a song that's playing in my head, Wade in the Water. which is what Bronwyn and the meditation and your energy dancing with hers is reminding me of at this moment, that wading in the water is a really peaceful, blissful act, and meditation can help us do that. So thank you to the both of you for igniting that beautiful energy. And yes, I'm excited to tell you how we're going to continue expanding your consciousness and getting you tapped in on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. I know you're enjoying this moment, but we've got some other things in store as well. So tomorrow, Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today will be coming on since it's the last Wednesday of the month. And this is the place where you can find out how your ancestral lines may just be impacting your life today. Then next week, we are rounding up the brothers of Shende Amun, Kazembe Abena, and Don Wolf to explore the latest topics impacting men, especially in the month of February. So women, line up. You can sneak in some Valentine's Day questions on that day. I'm just saying, if you want to. You can also catch an encore presentation of The Sounds of Soul with Adani Fuoche on Sunday night, or morning, should I say, February 2nd at 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 a.m. Eastern on 12radio.com. Family, make sure that you don't miss these powerful shows, because when you tune in, you get to be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Did you know that color therapy has been used for thousands of years? But many of us don't realize that we've actually been practicing some form of color therapy our entire lives. We choose the colors we wear, the colors we eat, our furnishings, and wall colors. And whether you're selecting a color for your next car or toothbrush, all of your color choices are meant to make you feel better. I'm Elaine Marie, the director of Aura House School of Color and Light, and the founder of Color Therapy Month. This March, please join me in celebrating the healing power of color. For ideas on how you can participate in this worldwide event, visit our website at colortherapymonth.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. We are here to support you on your transformation journey. The I Am Presence is your host, expressing as Life Coach Ade. And we are here. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. For your questions, you can also post your questions on the fan-like pages, and which is Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show or the Life Conversations Radio page. It is time to for a celestial moment with Celeste Morgan, and then we'll continue the conversation with Bronwyn Morgan. Hey, Celeste. Welcome back. What are you laughing at? What is so funny?
Hey.
Good God. You're just
well,
happy.
It's nice to have another. I am. Well, yes, in my Pharrell voice. I mean, there's no other choice regardless. I know, right? Don't make me sing it. No. But what I'm saying is when you're moving through as much as everybody is moving through on the planet and you find a moment to be happy, enjoy it because there are so many stories in our heads telling us we don't deserve it because we weren't good that day. Well, even though I do feel that way, I still feel good.
Even though you don't feel good, you feel good.
You know, I'm like, hey, yeah, you know, there are some ways that I've showed up very human, and Bronwyn and Life Coach Today are providing the healing potion ointment that I need on my spirit. So that makes me happy. I'm in the right place. So thank you to the both of you again. I'm loving this conversation. So let me give you your number gift. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you a celestial moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. 9 is the energy of the day, and if it happens to be a birthday today, this is your lesson number for the whole year. Mars is the ruling planet of number 9, and since 9 is the end of the cycle, we get to break down and let go. Old things die away, particularly dead wood. There is no life in these old things. It's time to receive the gift of pruning. Ouch, I hear you say. But who really knows what a butterfly, whose number is also 9, feels in a cocoon? What is the true cost of transformation? Today, for a special treat, we're going to put the spotlight on how the number 9 shows up in tarot. Behold the hermit, the way shower, pathfinder, who finds his answers within the solitude of the moment. On his staff, we find a light which assures he will illuminate all those he meet on the road. In Mother Peace Tarot, the hermit becomes a crone, a wise elder woman standing at the crossroads. She's come a long way from snow-covered mountain. Those were her obstacles. Now we find her in this sacred quiet, taking the time to breathe and ask a question from deep within herself. Which path will lead her home? She quiets down and listens. There's a laughing goddess on the sign before her, reminding all of us and our dear crone that all paths are good when you trust yourself. So keep it moving. All is well. And that's the story of 9 told through our friend, the crone of Mother Peace Tarot. I'll see you soon for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. Ah, Celestial Moment comes to you around one with Celeste Morgan. And now we're getting ready to continue the conversation on meditation of authenticity, acceptance. And the song that you're hearing right now is Destiny Muhammad, Destiny Harpist from the Hood. And the title of that song is Grace. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad and we'll come to you. We have a Urban Day shaman. I mean, she's truly a light worker, a healer, Brunwyn Morgan. I've worked with her. She'd helped me be who I am today. And she has a gentle way. And oh my God, her Reiki session. Whew, off the chain. I'm not just saying that. I am not just saying. The Reiki session I had with you, bro, like never before. I was like,
oh,
what?
That is great.
I love how you make it, your work, your service, very practical, very, you are, what's the word I'm looking for? Not familiar, but something like that. Like, you know, you don't feel like up there. Like sometimes you can be with some people and feel like, oh my God, they're so advanced, and I bet they're looking at me that I'm not enlightened enough. You just kind of like meet people where they are. I've been to your session thanks to Deborah, who brought me to your session, meditation session. And we'll talk more about that. I'm going to talk about your meditation and with chocolate and tea. How do you meditate with chocolate? I don't get it. Maybe because I'm a man. But we'll talk about that.
Not a problem.
I'm sure that can take people really deep when they bite into that chocolate and go,
Yeah, it does. You gotta try it.
Actually, let's talk about that now. Let's talk about the meditation with chocolate, the sessions that you do. How does that work? I mean, you're saying we've got to free the mind and be still, and then you introduce chocolate into the equation. How does that work?
Well, we've got an event coming up on the 9th of February here in Atlanta, and it's called Love, Meditation, and Chocolate, honoring, you know, February and Valentine's Day and lovers and loving energy. And what we really are trying to do is meet people where they are in the community and to, you know, get them to come out and try things that are familiar, but then, you know, also introduce subjects that are consistent with that familiarity. So, you know, chocolate is, of course, a great tool to attract people, especially chocolate lovers. And
right.
And when you combine that with its cultural, you know, social symbolism around giving as a gift and love, and as it releases endorphins in the body when you eat it, it's certainly associated with good feelings. So we thought we would package an experience around meditation and organic chocolate. And it's just about feeling, being, enjoying, being in the moment. And we've done things before to create community sessions to get people out, like we might do a high tea session. And that's what we really get people to come and talk about, different spiritual topics, you know, meditation topics. And it just provides another platform or arena for people to gather. Versus, again, this is a, you know, Bliss and Me is about a contemporary approach to this. So it's not, you know, always sitting in a very stark environment to just sit and quiet all the time. It's also about how you are able to be present throughout all parts of your life. And if that means that I, you know, get you to come over to listen by enticing you with chocolate, you know, then so be it. But we're just trying to find ways to approach the whole person and to get them to come and listen and to understand that, you know, this is a way of being and not just an event.
I love that. Way of being, not just an event. Now, this just triggered a thought in my head. What are some of the misconceptions about meditation that you hear about as a teacher of meditation or facilitator?
Certainly. Well, you know, some people have been taught that it opens up a corridor for evil spirits to come in, you know, that might be associated with something devilish or demonic in some respect. And I just don't see it that way. I've never experienced anything like that myself. And with any of the great masters that I've studied with, you know, never have I experienced that or noticed that. And I think there are a lot of misconceptions, you know, about it. It, you know, may feel sacrilegious to some, and you know, outside of their tradition, it may feel very ritualistic to others. And, you know, certainly enough, if you looked at meditation from an Eastern perspective, you know, people may associate this purely with Eastern philosophy, Buddhism, Hinduism, Jainism, Sufism. But, you know, meditation is not owned by any practice. It is, or any tradition. It is a way of experience peacefulness by being present. So you could be an atheist and still meditate. And if you so choose to then take on some of the spiritual teachings that surround that based on whatever your personal leanings are, you know, that's certainly your choice, whether you're Christian or Buddhist or Jewish. It really doesn't matter. This is about learning to just still the mind and to be at peace. There's nothing to be afraid of. And I think, unfortunately, to keep some people in a submissive place as a part of their they've been taught not to go within, not to really understand their true nature and their true power, because then that would take away their dependence on someone else telling them that they have to have some kind of intercessory or intermediary to their liberation and salvation. And the true nature of everything and all peace and all goodness and all joy really comes from within. Unfortunately, some people believe that, and they're afraid to be still, and they look to things outside of them, other people, even in their religions, to save them. And nothing outside of you will ever save you. If there's anything to be saved from, it really is about learning to go within to know the true God or goddess that resides within you and that is connected to everything and everyone and that creative force in the universe.
I've always wondered about, you know, the idea that we, it's almost like we're afraid of what makes us human. Celeste was talking about the experience she was going through earlier. And, you know, the art of sitting still and listening, I don't get it, why people are afraid of it. But I also, and then the other part, that when I kind of shift my perspective and said, let me try and consider a different perspective. And I wonder if the fear comes from knowing how powerful we are, but because of how we've been trained and conditioned, we would look at the power and then put it into, in a limited context, like, oh my God, if I can create my reality, then I'll do things I would be ashamed of. Or it's something that I've always wondered, why, you know, the human experience, it's like, it's like there's an agreement to struggle. And what I see when it comes to spiritual practice, it is very, very simple. And I guess that's why we find it complicated. It's like why we struggle with it, because the art of sitting still and just being there, it's kind of challenging to the mind. And I guess it's part of the journey, right?
Mm-hmm. It is. And I think in you know, modern-day culture, it's so far removed. And, you know, you made a statement that sometimes it feels like maybe we're afraid of what makes us human. I think we're afraid of what makes us spiritual, of ourselves. We're so easily caught up in distraction, and the mind enjoys that. And we don't grow up in traditional cultures where spirituality is a part of a daily practice that is adhered to with the level of discipline. And then even many of our seasonal rituals, you know, I guess you go back to even kind of paganism in a sense, where, you know, this great respect for nature, this great respect for others, this great respect for the all, you know, knowing spirit, has kind of gotten watered down in the midst of religious practice. And so it becomes a, it seems like something that's out there versus something that is here within me and within everything around me. And so it becomes very far removed, you know, ethereal and at times esoteric. And there are people who do have very active prayer lives, and they read their ancient texts, and they pray, and they have a strong belief in their relationship with the divine. And its studies have shown that those people tend to live longer and perhaps even happier lives. But when we can start to incorporate this as a part of our consistent practice, it's not just the transmission of wishes that we often do in prayers. It's also about the stillness and then also the respect for the unification in everything around us, the namaste. Because if I respect me, I'm able to respect you, and I recognize that everything that I need or could ever want already exists. I don't have to go force it and toil and, you know, and create all of, you know, this angst around it. I can just embody it, and I understand that you have some of the same challenges that I do, so I can have a lot of compassion for you, but also respect that you have that same God energy within yourself. Whether you're a bird or a person, it doesn't matter.
That's right. That is so right. Now, I think it's a good time for us to go within and have you guide us to that blissful place that we've been talking about, and so people can experience, especially those who, well, not especially everybody, but those who said, I want to meditate, but they haven't got to that point, but they're listening to the show. This is an opportunity for them to say, oh, I got my meditation for today.
Okay. Well, let's take a moment to just kind of still the body. If you have an opportunity right now to be in a place where you can kind of shut things off or down for a minute and gently close your eyes, that would be great. If you're driving or doing something else, I don't suggest that. But maybe just to still the body, even if you are having to, you know, keep your eyes open. But let's just take a moment just to still the body for a minute and just relax the body. And let's gently close our eyes. Just gently close them, not all the way, just enough to allow a little bit of light underneath the eyelids. Because I want this to be a conscious experience of awareness, not a fantasy when the eyes close and you go up into a fantasy world to create what I'm saying. You are actively involved in what feels like a very passive experience. But let's just gently relax the body right now. It's getting very still, removing anything from your hands and your lap. And now just focusing on the breath. Just even that right now probably feels like you took a load off. Letting everything go, taking a nice deep breath in through the nose. Holding it at the very top of the lungs and then releasing it through the nose. Just very slowly, just noticing the body start to just contract and constrict back and forth as we breathe. Just noticing the breath. Now allowing the muscles in the neck to relax, allowing your shoulders to drop. Relaxing your arms, your upper arms, down through your elbows into your forearms, down into your wrists, and into your hands and into your fingertips, allowing everything just to settle down. Nowhere to rush. Everything will be taken care of. Everything's going to get done. Nothing to be anxious about or worried about. It's all happening in the mind. And let's relax our chest. Just feeling that gentle sensation of breath rising up and falling with each breath in and out of the lungs. And now let's relax down through our abdomen, letting go of any muscles that we're holding tightly. Relaxing our hips, thighs, down through the knees, the calves, the ankles, the feet, and down to the tips of the toes. Just allowing everything to settle. Everything's going to be okay. You don't have to hold on to any tightness right now. We can now just focus our attention on the breath. And this is mindfulness meditation, just focusing on the breath and this very moment that we are in right now. So with each inhalation in through the nose, just notice that gentle sensation of breath that just kind of comes in. And then when we blow out, we're going to come just through the nose, keeping the mouth closed. And your tongue just resting gently at the roof of your mouth. It's very gently, not contrived, not forced, but just gently. Let's focus on the breath in through the nose this time, very, very slowly, filling up the lungs very, very slowly. Catching up with this moment of time, this now. All that worry and stress, you just let that go. Whatever it is, it will be handled, and we'll be much better equipped. And we're going to breathe out through that nose again, and breathe in at your pace, taking your time with your natural breath in through the nose, and just noticing that gentle sensation of breath right at the tip of your nose. Just breathing that in. And now you're just in touch with the body. You can feel your lungs completely fill up and expand when you inhale. And then when you exhale and you feel that gentle sensation out, you feel the lungs constrict, and you feel that in your body. Just completely in touch with this moment. Anywhere where you may be holding tension in the body, just notice that. Don't judge it. It's good or bad. Just allow it and then let it drop away. We're just going to take the mind off of that. So just let that space in that part of the body just rest. Let it just drop. Nothing to hold on to. And we're going to focus on the breath in. And now with each breath in, I want you to see that breath as a clear white light. Just entering the body as a breath. And that is the clear light of bliss. And we allow that light, once we inhale, to then drop down deep into the heart and just seeing the heart illuminated. There's so much light in the heart, lighting up the heart. Anywhere where there's any darkness or any shadows in the heart, we see the light in the heart, and the heart lit up. And when we exhale out anything that no longer serves us, any pain, confusion, frustration, anxiety, fear, unknowingness, uncertainty, we let that go because we know that all wisdom, all resources, all truth, all everything resides right here in this place of stillness. And everything that we need to know will come right to us. We are that powerful. So we stay focused on the breath in through the nose and allow that clear light of bliss to drop down deep into the heart, illuminating the heart with light. And let's just stay here for a few breaths on our own, bringing in that clear light of bliss into the nostrils, and then seeing that light drop down deep into the heart. And seeing that heart illuminated, and then letting go on the exhalation, anything that no longer serves us, the mind doesn't have to hold on to that. It may feel like it does, like we're getting something out of it. We're just going to stay in with you. With this breath, breathing in, focusing on the breath, and releasing it. Another breath in, releasing it. Just starting to feel the body completely at rest. Allowing the mind to settle, the mind is much more settled now, much more at peace. If there are thoughts going by, we just let them float on by. We don't have to get engaged with them because they're just thoughts. They can't hurt us or harm us or force us. They're just thoughts. As fast as they come, they will go. They don't control us. They have no power other than the power that we give them. Everything that comes up that presents itself as a situation that deserves a solution or a problem, we will naturally answer that. We don't have to struggle or fuss or worry. We stay focused on this breath in, the second of quiet, as we exhale, you know the body should feel so at peace, totally connected with its present moment. Kind of guide it through this experience. Bliss emanating from within. Continuing to stay with this breath and breathe in through the nose and out. Once again, another breath in through the nose and out. Now getting connected with just your natural breathing pattern and opening the eyes slowly but gently, taking your time to come back. But feeling so refreshed. It's a moment of peacefulness to know that you can come back to this place at any time when you're ready. It's available to you. It is eternal. And opening your eyes completely, and we should be back in this moment. And that is a blissful, mindful meditation.
Oh, bliss in me and bliss is me. Ah, woo-wee.
How'd that feel?
I'm waking up. For me, it feels good.
It's always good. Mm-hmm. And it's good to find a coach or a teacher that can help you, because sometimes when you first start off, it's very challenging and difficult. Because you feel sometimes alone, or if you're going through a tough time and you decide to pick up meditation, you just feel almost impossible, and you feel isolated, and the thoughts just keep coming and beating you over the head, and you just can't seem to settle, and it's just good to have someone else there who's trained to help open that space with you and to support you and to, as we just did, a guided meditation, to kind of guide you through it, but you're not alone. And then when you get home, you can practice it, and you know that there's someone there. And then eventually, and that person is doing no real special magic, but they're just, you know, providing a place for you to open up and some coaching and guidance through the experience.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that couldn't have come at a better time. I mean, just I think in that moment, well, a few minutes ago, we've had some stuff going on behind the scenes, and Yvette and Celeste has handled it. But I, noticing what was going on was a little bit challenging. Like, okay, what is really going on here? And as you said, if I wasn't on the show and something like that was happening, and I tried to meditate, it may have been challenging. But just being able to just release it, knowing Celeste and Yvette has got it, and you took us through that meditation. I just feel like, oh, what distraction? There was no distraction. I really do feel centered now. And, it does help. Do you do do you sell audio meditations that way you do guided meditation that people can purchase?
No, not yet. We will be doing that in the spring, maybe even late winter. But, yes, we will be providing that. So that people can take a little bliss with them and have a virtual coach. So that sometimes you need, you know, someone that you trust, a voice that feels familiar to walk you through a meditation. If you're at work, on a plane, you might be in a situation where you had some tragedy or trauma, and it's just nice to have that reassuring message and someone, you know, something to listen to help in those moments of need. And it's also helpful in your daily practice. And as you start to build up your own muscle, you know, you're able to do that more for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a vision where people say, you know what, you're getting on my nerves. I got to go get a little bit of Bronwyn. I'll be right back. Give me 10 minutes. Put the headphones on and listen to Bronwyn take them back to their center.
Now, what we do have at blissandme.com on Bliss and Me TV are a couple of videos on Bliss and Me TV. One is from a silent retreat that we did. And I talk a lot about the practice of meditation and what all this means. And we did that at the Monastery of the Holy Spirit here in Georgia. There's an interview between me and Dr. Deepak Chopra that I did with him when I was a volunteer at one of his retreats here in Atlanta. And then I have one that talks about the genesis for Bliss and me and how it all got started on my journey. And then we will be doing a series where we're going to be traveling to sacred destinations around the world and talking about the spiritual practices of those traditions. And the first one that we did was with the Mayans and, you know, the predictions from their whole 2012 prophecy. So there is some interesting content there that I think people may be interested in.
Yes, and the Bliss in Me TV icon is at the bottom. So when you go to blissinme.com, just scroll down to the bottom. See that little man reading a scroll, and that next to it is a old television. Oh, my God, that's so old.
It is.
Ancient television. Ancient
I know, right?
Vision teller.
Now, you can all find it. Go ahead, please.
No, finish what you were saying.
No, you can also find it under Bliss Media, which is at the top of the page.
Okay, cool. Now, you have a technique that I hadn't experienced until I did some meditation sessions with you. And you told us to do that. It's where you don't close your eyes completely. First time I did a session with you, I was like, what? That goes against everything I've learned or know about meditation. Can you tell us more about keeping the eyes slightly open?
Yeah, actually, I wish I could take credit for that. But that is from a Buddhist tradition called the Nukundapa tradition. And what it is to keep you consciously aware of what's happening. Oftentimes when we close our eyes all the way, even if someone is, you know, guiding us through a meditation or telling us to, you know, walking the mind through something, we start to then visualize it, right? So if I said, okay, now see yourself on a beach, so then you start to conjure up an image of a beach. Celeste would conjure up her image of the beach. Well, now what's happening is we're not meditating. The mind is now very active in creating a story. And while it's a beautiful story, as you'll it'll probably, you know, yield very pleasant feelings, the mind is not still. And we are now in a fantasy state, and that often happens when we close the eyes because we like to fill in the gap. Other thing that happens is that we're also very easy, you know, it becomes a lot more easy to fall asleep when the eyes are closed. Because now I'm comfortable, and my body's relaxed, and the soft tone, or the person is speaking, or if there's nothing at all, and then we're no longer meditating and we're sleepitating. And so it serves two part purposes. One is to keep you awake, but two is to keep you conscious. So this is a conscious experience of the moment and of awareness versus an unconscious one, which is a space that we're trying to learn to grow from.
Yes. Okay, I've got a couple more questions before we release you. When you're working with a student, would you recommend they meditate every day, once a week, twice a day? How do you work with? What kind of prescription do you offer?
I say, you know, every day and many times a day. Usually morning is great before your day gets started, and then evening. But you can meditate, you know, five times a day for 5 minutes. You can meditate once at night. You know, in the beginning, it's got to feel, you know, natural and easy. And so in the beginning, I always suggest short, you know, little meditations. And you'll find that even after a short five-minute meditation, if you set the stopwatch on your phone or something, you feel refreshed. You know, you just you have a chance to clear the mind, just to gain a little clarity. You've pulled yourself out of the matrix and the chaos of it all. You can do that at any point in the day, and it just kind of readjusts you and centers you. But again, as we were saying earlier, the more you do it, the more you're going to want to do it. And then it becomes less of an event where you've got to sit and close the eyes and breathe or focus on a mantra, and it just becomes a way of, it's who you are. And you're going to be able to maintain a sense of peace even in situations where normally you would have been freaking out or where it's like, oh my God, the cards are against me, everything's falling apart, you know. It was just been a horrible day, you know, got in the car accident, house burned down, you know, everything they could imagine. But you're still able to be extremely present and not completely destroyed, because you realize that all that stuff was temporary anyway. There was no permanence in it. And just like you got that stuff before, you'll get new stuff. And so it doesn't define you, and it doesn't bring you to a screeching halt. And that's when it becomes a way of being. So you become the peaceful master. You become a wu-wei master, the master of letting go. You become, you know, increasingly present, and you're able to penetrate the moment with such amazing light and truth that nothing, no appearance of anything can take you down, not even death itself. And I think every great master has demonstrated that, because you're beyond it. You are beyond the mind and its attachment to space, time, and physical constraints. You walk in at a place well beyond that. And so you're able to create at a blink of an eye, because you understand the laws, but you operate at a level above them. And, you know, the Kabbalion and many other practices, all of them talk about this, but it's through the initial baby steps of stillness that we get there.
Yeah, yeah. And I wanted to ask you, the meditation, your meditation just calmed me right down. I'm just like, I feel like I'm kicking back with a cafe. And it's like, so how does meditation help self-acceptance? Because, you know, that's one thing that we struggle with sometimes. We generalize, and the people struggle to accept themselves, their stories, their past, and always thinking they're not good enough.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, and it's a part of this, you know, this human journey that we're on. Again, you know, you drop belief systems and titles, and you can see true nature for what it really is without all of the stuff, the past, you know, experiences that may have hurt you, the things that may cause you to be addicted to certain behaviors that aren't good for you. Maybe it's an anger problem, and that anger really is just a manifestation of a deeper issue that you haven't looked at and dealt with. Again, when you're still with yourself and you're quiet, there's nowhere for you to hide, and all of that stuff can come up and out, which is what you want, so that you can live more peacefully and happily, and you're able to accept your true nature and self with so much love. And then you're able to, you know, give that love to everyone that you meet and accept them. And it's hard to accept others without a lot of judgment if you're judging and harsh with yourself. And so the compassion and love and all the kindness that we talk about in these practices has to be extended first to self. And it's not the manufactured self. It's not your resume. It's the true you, the naked you, and everything from weight loss to new jobs, better relationships, all those things, healing of the body from, you know, disease, all of that becomes a reality because you're now on a frequency of purity versus, you know, running and hiding behind activities and distractions to not deal with it. And so your acceptance of self is just a way of being.
How do you define love?
Love is an you know, I have some beautiful friends at a place here called Spirit Truth Center, and it also at Hillside, and they say that, you know, love is the most healing and harmonizing energy in the universe, and it is. And it's truly about, it's the way you think about, it's the way you talk about, and it's the way that you act in a manner that's loving. And so, you know, everything from your thoughts to the words you use with yourself and others, are they kind? Are they thoughtful? Are they compassionate? Are they patient? Are they truthful? And then in your actions, do you just pay a lot of lip service to love, or are you actually operating in ways that are very loving and caring? And sometimes it may even be a bit sacrificial, but if it's for the benefit of all, then, you know, that's such a pure pure way of being. It's a pure energy. It is not wanting of anything. It's purely an energy of giving.
Yes, I'm with you. I'm with you. And meditation for me, even as I listen to your definition of love, really meditation is an act of love. It's an act of self-love, making space, making time for oneself to honor who I am. Tell
when
us
you
about
honor
something.
The I am within you, you're honoring it in everyone else. So you get to that Ubuntu, as you know, as spoken in the African language, of, you know, this oneness with everything, this unification and this unity.
Yeah, I'm feeling the love. And I know you've told us some of the things that got coming. What else do you have coming up, or what do you want to share with listeners before you go? Oh, you also have a candle. You're blowing up. You're expanding. Anything you want to share is your moment.
Sure. No, we're actually going to do a private series on the Tao Te Ching, which is an ancient Chinese book of philosophy written by Lao Tse on wisdom and integrity. And it's one of the most profound books I've ever read. It doesn't matter what religion you are, what your practice is. I think the Tao Te Ching is almost the primer to life. And it's a great book that we're going to be doing a 10-week intensive and book study on the Tao Te Ching. We are also, you know, I'm available for private sessions, group sessions, if people want to have me come and teach for groups of five or more for private settings. You know, we're here to do that. And then February the 9th, as I mentioned, is our Love, Meditation, and Chocolate event is coming up here in Atlanta. But all of our classes and events and one-on-one sessions can be done through the web. So at blissandme.com, you can also see a button for web-based classes. So you don't have to be in the same room with me. You can be anywhere in the world as long as you have a webcam. We can actually have a session and together. And then you can also follow me at Facebook and at Twitter. Bliss in Me on Facebook and Bliss in Me Meditation on Twitter. And I'm very active there. And there's daily quotes and pictures as well as information about our events and workshops. And also, thank you for mentioning the Bliss in Me candle line. Started a candle line in 2013. Our tagline at Bliss in Me is stillness, peace, and namaste. And I wanted to create an experience for people when they are in their home setting that reflected the energy of those words. And applying a little bit of my Reiki to those candles, we have created a line in the first three scents for stillness, peace, and namaste. And so they're very exotic scents that are available at blissandme.com and also at our Etsy store. And you can have a little bit of bliss in your home with you while you meditate with the candle or just to make the place smell really nice. And so that's available here at certain retailers in Atlanta, but also online. But I tell people just to stay tuned because there are always many amazing and interesting events that we're doing here in the community. And we would love people to participate, but most importantly, to really just generate and spread the idea of stillness.
Yes, yes. I am so in deep gratitude for you, for who you are, for how you show up, because my experience of you is you live what you teach. The words that you speak, that I can hear it in your voice. I can feel it when I'm around you. And I'm just grateful for being an example of the light that we all are. Thank you, my dear sister.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for your energy. I mean, I only am me because of you.
Woohoo! I love it. Peace and blessings.
Thanks for the last as well. Peace and blessings.
In the stillness, peace, and namaste to you. life is good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Life is good. It's getting better. You have the tools. It's simple. Get still. Listen in. Tune in so you can get turned on. So you can know who you are. You have all you need. Bronwyn just reminded us. She said, bliss is in us. So when the world is doing what the world does, you can still stand in your truth. You can stand in love. You can stand in self-acceptance. When you're in a relationship and you're being maybe judged or criticized, you can quietly connect with that stillness, with that blissfulness within you, and respond from that space, which then will transform everything else. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself to show up. You're here to be the light. You're here to be the blissful one. And I am grateful that I get to share with beautiful teachers like Bronwyn Morgan. Make sure you check out her website. As she said, she works online too. So if you have a webcam or not, some people are, oh, I want to be a webcam, I don't like how I look. Get over yourself. Love yourself. Accept yourself. Let that be part of your spiritual practice. Yeah, you know you like what you heard, but you don't want to do webcam. Say, you know what? I'm going to use that as an act of self-love. I'm going to love who I am. I mean, especially females and mothers always talking about I'm overweight, I'm fat. Yes, I'm a man, and I just bring a different perspective. And so you can talk about he don't understand. I understand, okay? It's like if you can't love the body you're in, if you can't love as you're showing up, I mean, how are you going to really enjoy life fully? You know, the spiritual practice is about bringing us back to who we really are. It is no accident that you are showing up the way you're showing up. And if there's anything that you're carrying, pun intended, that you're not supposed to be carrying through your meditation, your being still, the act of self-love, accepting who you are, it would naturally dissolve because it won't be a match to you anymore. You would have changed your vibration. So if you look in the mirror and there's something holding on to you, hanging on to you that you don't like, love it anyway. After a while, you'll be like, oh, God, I can't take all this love. Why is she loving me? I got to go. Can't deal with this. One day you look in the mirror, you're like, woo, who is that? And that dress that you've been holding on for 10 years in the closet, you might just be able to give it away. Stop holding on to the past. Live in the now. Love who you is. Love who you with. Love who you with. That's right. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. It's almost time to release the show. And let me just see if there's anything Celeste needs to share with us. Let me bring on Celeste Morgan. And where is she? She is right here. Woo! Hello, Celeste.
Hi. I'm in a meditative state.
You giggle too much. You laugh too much. Why you laugh so much?
Because I'm happy.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer. You don't even have to say anything. See, that's what I'm saying. You're so grounded, you're like, I'm not going to respond to that. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. What a wonderful show, Life Coach, today. I enjoy when you're friends. I mean, you think about the caliber of who you are. You know, we work on New Year's resolutions, so we want to change this, we want to change that. And maybe what we might need to change are our people, places, and things, because when you bring good people around you, they really bring out the best in you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. And I could testify to that. And thank you to you and Yvette, everything you're making happen in the, behind the scenes and supporting making the show what it is. Thank you very much. And tomorrow we're back for, Celestial.
Ancestral Blueprints.
Mix those Ancestral Blueprints. You might make a cameo appearance. Hopefully
maybe.
Can pay your agent enough money. So, Celeste, thank you very much. Hey, you know, hey, I'm just saying. I'm not going to pretend. You know, I know you're a big shot. Your show is syndicated, too, now. Ooh-wee, I need to up my game.
Whatever. He's so silly. It's so funny.
I am.
Came home. Let me hurry up. It's just like when you come back to school, I don't know if you ever had the experience of graduating, and maybe you like the school you graduated from, you go back and you visit your teacher.
Are you trying to say I'm not educated?
No, what I'm saying,
that's just wrong.
No, I'm saying you go back to the teacher. Anyway, you go back to the teacher who lit you up and put that spark in you and actually didn't put it in you, but just saw that, wait a minute, there's an on switch here. Here he goes. You go back to them and they're talking about, I'm going to have to talk to your agent. I'm like, man, you are my agent. You rock. Thank you for guiding me and walking me through all of these steps. And you know what? He's not just doing it for me. He's doing it for you too, because every show is a step toward your greater destiny, and I do believe that. So you're guiding all of us. So get out of here, agent. You taught me everything I know.
Okay. Agent, get out. No, I don't know about everything now. I ain't going to go all out and say I taught you everything. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you.
It's my pleasure.
I ain't trying to take all of that.
Thank
you. I appreciate
you. Let it be.
Yes. Thank you, Yvette. Yes, I got your song. I got your song. Your song is ready and waiting. We want to be carried away to that love. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for the request.
Okay, bye.
Bye, listeners. Thank you, Glenda, Tanya, Electra, Soul Communicator, New Jays, a.k.a. Jackie, Yvette, Silent Listeners disguised as guests, and all the other people. If I missed you out, trust me, it's not intentional. I'm just pulling from memory. We got some listeners on the phone line. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for sharing the show with your friends. And you know, even if you're sharing the show just by the way you show up, by choosing to be different, you are truly, truly appreciated. I'm grateful for you, and together we make a difference. We need each other. We need each other. Join me tomorrow, 12 p.m., for Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson. And I'm reading something. No. Yes, I got the message, Jackie. I got the message. Yes, join us tomorrow. We're talking about the web, the ancestral web. Because, you know, Bronwyn and I were talking about self-acceptance, and sometimes we struggle with accepting a part of ourselves that we have judged, or something we think there's something about it that is not right. But sometimes it's just linked to what was passed on to you. And when you learn to be with it, to accept it, to become aware, that becomes the healing. And it's not even about good or bad. It's just recognizing that your ancestors live in you. That's right. You'll find out more tomorrow on Life Conversations Radio, Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and myself. And Thursday we have Ambassador Sofera, the play experience with Ambassador Sofera. Make sure you join Ambassador, 7 p.m. Eastern. I think I'll be there. I'm not quite sure. I'm trying to work some things out. She's invited me back, but I've got some things that I got to see if I can move things around and see if I can clone myself. And, of course, Celeste is on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. And all the shows are archived, so if you miss any of the shows, just go to iTunes and type in Life Conversations and subscribe, so that way it would automatically download to your computer, your laptop, your tablets, and all the devices, that's what I mean. It's almost time to get out of here. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for saying yes to your inner artist. Be love. Be true to yourself. And for goodness sake, be loved. This is Sherry Marie Wind. You can find Sherry Marie on a virtual home is sherrymarie.com. CHERIMARE .com. I think that's everything. Whoa! Sherry, calm down, Sherry. I think that's everything. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you on social media. I love you. Talk to you tomorrow. Which way to turn? I'm tired.
waiting for mine. Oh, I'm sick and tired of a pushing and pulling me under. I'm over the line. I'm so tired of wondering.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.